July 25th, man, or July 20th. It's a long, seems like a long time ago, but you know, just like majority of America and football fans out there, we're excited that the regular season is here. Football season is back. It was a long preseason, especially with the extra preseason game, but you know, the guys are excited. We're all excited. We're ready to go.
Teddy, how tough is it to lose your starting center for at least half the season here?
You never want to see guys get injured, but luckily we have a veteran in Joe Berger, a guy who's going to be playing this 100 career game, and I believe he started 38 of those games. So, you know, Joe, he's a guy who showed last year that he's versatile. You know, he can play center, he can play guard, probably can even play tackle. So, you know, we're going to miss Sully, but, you know, Joe, the offense isn't going to change. You know, just different personnel, but I think Joe's going to do a good job for us.
Did it come as a surprise to you, the news, or had you known for a couple weeks that this was a possibility?
You know, we were out in practice, and I noticed that Joe had been taking some snaps. But, you know, I try to just focus on football and let personnel take care of itself.
You know Sullivan's out. How important has the extra reps, like in practice and preseason games with Joe, been?
It's been very important. And, you know, last year we struggled with some injuries up front. You know, Joe, like I said, he stepped in and he played well for us. So I have some playing experience with Joe, playing an actual game. So, you know, we're excited, like I said, to have a veteran in Joe.
What's a good example, Teddy, of how Sullivan helped you as a rookie?
Just sort
of what's a good example of how Sullivan helped you last year as a rookie, just in getting used to the offense?
You know, sometimes there are calls up front that he can make and just allow me to play fast. So, you know, but Joe, he's a great guy, you know. He's been taught well by Coach Davison, and Sully's been doing a great job of working with Joe also, so we're excited.
How frustrating is it, though, to lose two starting offensive linemen before you even get to play a regular season game?
That's tough, but like I said, you know, we have to have that mindset, next guy up, and you never want to see guys get injured, especially early in the season or preseason. So, you know, personnel is going to be a little different heading to week one, but, you know, like I said, July 20th, seems like forever, you know, since we first arrived back here in training camp. So, you know, our mindset has just been excited about opening the season on Monday night, the biggest stage in football. So, you know, the guys are excited.
How different is the feeling for you this year versus last year and, you know, heading into an opener knowing you probably weren't going to play?
It's very different. You know, for one, you know, we get to open up on Monday night. And, you know, as a little child, you grow up watching Monday Night Football. And to be a starter week one Monday night, you know, it's a great feeling. Last year, you know, I was a backup week one. So, but I still approached the week as if I was a starter. So this year, you know, it's a little different being a starter, but the approach hasn't changed at all.
All their losses on defense, how do you prepare for this team? Because so many guys are different from what they did last year. Also, some turnover with the coaching staff. I mean, you just look at what they did in the preseason and try to glean what you can there, or do you go back and look at what they did last year?
You know, coaching staff has put together a great game plan for us, and no, we can't be too concerned with San Fran because we know that we have a job to do, which is to go out and execute our offense. But, you know, it is tough. You know, they have a new coaching staff, 7 different starters on defense this year. So try to judge them off the preseason, but you know, some teams don't show everything in the preseason. So we know that there are going to be some surprises come Monday night, and they're going to do some things that we didn't see them do in the preseason. And that's when we just make adjustments on the run.
What's Adrian's demeanor been like after missing almost a year leading up to this game?
Oh, man, you can just feel his presence, you know, from the moment he walks into this facility that he's ready to play. And he's had an entire year off, and we're excited for him. You know, we can't wait to watch him run wild on Monday.
Has he been talking about that, or can you get the sense that he wants to come out with a real good game Monday?
Yeah, like I said, his presence is felt the moment he steps into the facility, and he comes to work every day, and he's eager to be great. And, you know, with Adrian Peterson, we're not just talking about any running back. You know, we're talking about a future Hall of Fame running back. So to bring him back into this offense and to watch him play is going to be exciting.
How do you compare the speed on this year's offense versus last year's?
You know, we've added guys, you know, Mike Wallace, speedster, everyone talks about his speed. Adrian, he can fly. Jarius Wright. You know, those guys, you know, it's a fast group. But, you know, we're a long way from where we want to be right now, and you know, we got to continue to just get better. You know, we came out here today in the walkthrough, and we came out and we were sharp. So we want to just continue to be sharp throughout the course of the week and let it show on Monday.
Deep ball balls, do you think that's going to make a significant difference, or how much of an impact do you think that added speed is going to help?
Hey, who knows? You know, like I said, we have a system that Coach Turner put together, and it's a system where, you know, a different guy can be featured each week. So, you know, the guys here, they aren't worried about individual stats. You know, the most important stat right now is the wins and losses. So, right now, our focus is just winning the first game.
Is game strategy going to change much from what it was in the preseason?
You know, like I said, Coach Turner's put together a game plan. We spent time breaking down San Fran, so, you know, we're just excited to get back out there on Monday night. Thank you all.